It would have been a delightful noise.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
Story time. So we were at church last Wednesday night. We help out with a kids program there.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I were leading singing. We do that occasionally.
Okay.
And we thought, we try to do, you know, the old standbys of like, you know, the wise man built his house upon the rock and all, and Jesus loves me. And we have songs that they learn, like we haven't done the disciples yet, but there's a song where you can memorize the disciples through. And we got to do the books of the Bible. Well, then we run into a problem, because do you know how many songs there are to help you memorize the books of the Bible? I think every kid had a different one.
Okay.
And so Chris and I have, this is funny too. We have the same song for the New Testament, but we have different songs for the Old Testament memorized. So I memorized one. She has not, so we didn't try the Old Testament, but we did teach them a song with the New Testament, and it kind of worked. But I was like, you know what? How about this? Everyone just starts singing the song you know, so that we'd have like 20 different tunes going. But it would have been a delightful noise of people trying to memorize the Bible. And hey, if you don't have the books of the Bible memorized, that's fine, but it is very, very helpful if you're trying to look something up. Someone says, hey, go to Malachi 6. You're like, oh, where's Malachi?
Through the pages.
I start singing, you know, like Genesis 6, Leviticus. Takes a while to get to Malachi from there, but you can. So it was a fun little tool. Here's Still from Hillary Scott on Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.